Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody locked in and tuned in all over North America. If you don't know by now, I'm JR. It is the JR Sport Brief. Thank you to everybody in San Diego, my people here tuned in Atlanta, my folks in Milwaukee, in Las Vegas, in Dallas, in Houston, in Oregon, in Maine. Shout outs to everybody tuned in up in Massachusetts, in New York, in Minnesota, in Kansas. I can go on and on and on. The Carolinas. What's up, D.C.? What's up, Baltimore? Hey, shout outs to everybody in Baltimore. I was on 105.7 earlier this morning, so a good chat. The Big Bad Morning Show. Hey, look, I'm going to be here with you right now for the next, I don't know, 2 hours, okay? I get started, though, at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. The minute that I came on air tonight, the Boston Celtics said, "We're not done. We are not finished. We're going to stick around for a game 7. Boston beats Philadelphia in Philly 95-86. The story of the game, Jason Tatum. Tatum started off 0-10 in the first half. He went into the fourth quarter only having scored 3 points, and then he erupted for 16. Boston is forcing a game 7 up in Boston this coming Sunday. There's another game going on right now. The Suns were trying, and I guess they still are trying, to force a game 7, but it looks like the Denver Nuggets are going to send them home right now. About 2 minutes left in the third quarter, Denver is smashing Phoenix 98-71. Nikola Jokic is relaxing comfortably on the bench, having scored 24 points, having dished out 9 assists, and having 8 rebounds. Meanwhile, the Phoenix Suns, Kevin Durant, starting off with a poor shooting night. I believe he started 2 from 11. He has 16 points. Devin Booker has 12. I guess between Durant and Booker, they have just they've run out of bullets here. Denver now leads 101-71, and it looks like the Phoenix Suns, their season is going to come to a close unless we see one of the biggest miracles in NBA history. There is no Chris Paul tonight. Still dealing with that groin injury. Looks like his season will be over. There is no DeAndre Ayton tonight as well. Ayton dealing with a rib issue that bothered him last game that he pushed through, but not available tonight. What a way for the Suns to go out. We know that when Kevin Durant was traded to the Suns, that depth was going to be an issue. Well, an old man got hurt, Chris Paul, and the depth got even thinner. And so we'll keep you up to date on this game as it appears Denver is going to move on to the Western Conference Finals. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The NFL dropped its schedule on Thursday night as well. That's been a topic of conversation. Before we went to break, we talked about the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're going to be playing 2 games consecutively in London in October. They're going to take on Atlanta in London. They're going to take on Buffalo in London. And those games will take place on October 1st and October 8th, respectively. And even outside of that, we've also learned that here stateside, the Jacksonville Jaguars, their stadium needs to be updated. And if you've been in it recently, you already know that. And so it looks like the Jags are going to have to play two seasons outside of their current home in Jacksonville for that place to get fixed up. And trust me, it needs to be fixed up, especially with that rat infestation that they have. And so are they going to go play more games in London? Are they just going to roll out to Gainesville and Gator Country and play some games? And so we got more to get into. We talked about how the Philadelphia Eagles are going to open their season against New England in Boston, or I should say up in Foxborough, and Tom Brady is even going to be honored in that first game. The Chiefs, they open up the season September 7th on Thursday against the Lions. Look at the Lions getting a prime slot to show America that they're here. It'll either be a competitive game or the Chiefs are going to whoop that ass. And so prepare for a lot of talk around the NFL season when things get underway there. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know what? I do want to reference this before I pick the lines up again. I told you about Jason Tatum. This man was going to be destroyed tomorrow up in Boston the way that he started the game earlier tonight. 3 points going into the fourth quarter. He was 0 of 10 in the first half, and then he erupted for 4 threes in the fourth quarter. He had 16 points total, and then after the game, Jason Tatum was asked, hey man, how the hell did you just turn this on all of a sudden? And he had a simple response. Listen to this.
I'm one of the best basketball players in the world, you know, go through struggles, go through slumps. It's a long game. And, you know, thankfully I got some great teammates that held it down. Brogdon, JB, Smart, Al, and they all trust me, right? They tell me keep taking great looks, it's going to fall, keep impacting the game in other ways. And all that mattered was we won this game, right? Give ourselves another chance, come back home, you know, for game seven.
And we saw your teammates, Al Horford, talking to guys in the huddle, Marcus Smart throughout this game. Can you just describe the resiliency of this group, specifically in that fourth quarter?
Yeah, they made a great run. And, you know, we just talked about it in the fourth quarter. It's 12 minutes. Our season is on the line. Everybody knew what was on the line, what we had to do. And we said all the time, find a way. Whatever that way is, it may be different any given night. But we figured it out tonight.
They did figure it out. Jason Tatum, he found out how to put the ball in the hole when it mattered the most. 16 of his 19 points in the fourth quarter. Marcus Smart, 22. Jaylen Brown, 17. Malcolm Brogdon, sixth man of the year for the Boston Celtics, for the entire NBA, he contributed 16 points. And then if you look at the Sixers side, let me remind you, they only scored 86 points. Embiid had 26. Maxey had 26. James Harden, you surprised by this? He shot 4 of 16. He was 0 of 6 from deep. James Harden finished tonight with 13 points, 9 assists, and 7 rebounds. If the Philadelphia 76ers are going to win Game 7 up in Boston, Joel Embiid will have to go up there and completely lose his mind. Joel Embiid talked about what went wrong tonight. This is what he said.
We miss a lot of shots. You know, the shots that we would take every single night, you know, we miss a lot of wide open shots tonight, and that made us pay for it. I mean, we only made 8 threes, and then obviously they made, you know, 15 of them. I thought that's where the game was.
Yes, they shot 8 of 34 from 3. That's 23%. From the field overall, the Philadelphia 76ers, they shot 36% from the field. And so Tatum, he got hot at the right moment. He got things going, and they forced a game 7. I told you about Jaylen Brown. Finished tonight with 17 points. He spoke after the game as well, and he said, yeah, this is what we expect for game 7.
I'm hoping that it's going to be loud and it's going to be rocking, you know. Celtics fans, they y'all love to call us out, right? I'm going to call you guys out this time. Like, energy in the Garden has been okay at best all playoffs. Game 7, I expect, if you're there or if you're not there, if you're in your home, If you're watching at a bar, if you're watching down the street at a friend's house, I don't care. I need you to be up. I need you to come with the energy because we're going to need every bit of it. No excuses. We need everybody. So I'm calling you guys out. Let's make sure the Garden is ready to go.
Yeah, well, if they lose, they're going to come for his ass next. He better relax. People will tell you about it. If you have a poor game, they're going to replay that over and over and over again. Shout outs to everybody up on in Boston on WEEI. I would have a field day with that if they lost. Like, what's with everybody, his head coach is talking about intentions. And I know Jaylen Brown wants to get paid by the Celtics, or maybe he wants to get paid elsewhere. Yeah, I think he might get paid elsewhere. But, yeah, don't call on the fans to make noise.
Y'all Boston. Love to call us out, right? I'm going to call you guys out.
Yeah, Boston, they don't need the encouragement up there. They're going to be ready to go back to an Eastern Conference Finals. It's just a matter of whether the Celtics feel that they are ready. And so let's see how they step up. Al Horford tonight, another poor game. Only 2 points for Big Al. 1 of 5 from the field, 0 of 2 from downtown. He did have 11 rebounds. I'm looking forward to that on Sunday. Game 7, Boston and the Sixers. I'm picking Boston. Home court, more talent, deeper roster, and they have the most explosive player in the series. That would happen to be Jason Tatum. Joel Embiid might be the MVP. They're going to have to feed him the ball, and he's going to have to eat. But Tatum, as we saw tonight, he can get going. He can get going quickly. He is one of the best scorers and players in the league. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Phillip is here from Knoxville. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. I was just wondering two things. Number one, which team right now in the playoffs do you think has the best chance of not only making the finals but winning the finals? And then number two, about the whole MVP thing. Yes, I think this year Joel Embiid was a good pick to win the MVP award, but do you think that maybe they could change it to doing it after the postseason? Because it seems like both him and Giannis, who, you know, obviously have been in the MVP race for the past couple years now, you know, like they get to the postseason and, you know, like they get banged up with injuries and their teams can crash out. And, you know, of course, Joel Embiid's not out yet, but in the one game he was out this this series, it seems that James Harden, who is the most inconsistent player that I see right now.
It's a regular season award. I mean, why would you want to add the postseason on there? It's a regular season award.
So do you think that they could, you know, just make it more concrete? Because it seems that I'm not sure what they mean by most valuable player when, you know, like, you know, like they can get injured.
It's up for interpretation. You have writers who are voting on the award. You know, every writer has a different perspective as to, you know, what the MVP is. A lot of it, because these are writers, and let me not call everybody a writer. These are NBA media folks who are voting on the awards. And so they have different perspectives. They might have different agendas. They have differing opinions. And they certainly are not shy in applying them to say, well, Jokic won it the past 2 years. We can't give it to him here. Embiid went on a stretch where he was dominant. Let's give it to Embiid. And so there is no set standard for what or who the MVP is or kind of what boxes you want to check. We know that Kendrick Perkins, towards the end of the season, he went on a whole feels like a campaign against Jokic. So there's no set formula, and I think we just have to get used to it going forward. And I don't foresee a circumstance where the NBA says the MVP is going to be a combination of the regular season and postseason. And your first question about who do I feel is in the best position right now to win a championship, I guess right now for today, it's the Nuggets. It looks like the Nuggets are going to, you know, go over to the Western Conference Finals, and we got to wait to see who they face next. But this is the fun thing about the playoffs this year. They're looking competitive, and so we just have to wait and see. Thank you so much, Philip, for calling from Knoxville. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Wayne is here from Atlanta, Georgia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
How you doing, JR?
I'm good, man. What's up?
I've been listening to you a long time.
Thank you.
You can really reason and deduct a lot of things. I want to ask you about the Jaguars in particular that scheduled the playing in London. I'm not a sleep expert, but I sincerely believe them 8-hour flights over and back take something out of you. And I just believe teams that do that 2 or 3 times a year are at a disadvantage long term in terms of making it all the way to the championship through the Super Bowl. I just think even with the youth, I think it's a problem. So they need to really examine that really deeply before they get more heavily involved in sending them games to London and those type places.
What I will do, I'm going to take a look to see what the Jaguars' record is in London, and then I'll get back to you, and we'll try to do that in this show. At the same time, you have to account that the other team is going over there as well. This is going to be the first season that the Jacksonville Jaguars, well, that anybody plays 2 games in London, and the Jags are going to be playing 2 consecutive games in London, October 1st and the 8th, Atlanta 1st and then Buffalo. And so by the time we get to that second game in Buffalo, you know, how acclimated are the Jags going to be out in London? Will they have an advantage against Buffalo, having been out there for, at that point, maybe more than a week? I would think so. I can tell you from experience, most of the time that I would have any issues isn't so much when I arrive to another country. For me personally, it's when I get back. And so for all of the science and sleep science that gets applied to and for the teams, I think they'd be okay going overseas to play. I don't know if in the long run it'll have an immediate impact.
That's really my question. You know, what would you have? Would you have that little extra that you need at the end of the year to see you all the way through to the Super Bowl? That was really the thrust of the question, what I was asking.
Well, here's something else that's rather interesting for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Let me just run through their schedule real fast.
Okay.
They start off against Indianapolis. They have 2 home games, Kansas City and then Houston. October 1st, they're in London against Atlanta. October 8th, they take on Buffalo. And then immediately after, they go to Indianapolis. Or they come home, excuse me. They'll be home in Jacksonville taking on Indianapolis. The Jacksonville Jaguars don't have their bye until November 5th. And so it's not like they go to London and come back and get a week off. They immediately have a home game the following week against the Colts. And so it'll be real interesting to see what that game looks like after spending 2 weeks in London. How will they perform when they're back here on this soil, you know, after they're going to have to become reacclimated? And it may take a couple of days, but everybody's different, you know?
I would agree, JR. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
So, JR, to answer Wayne's question, and we both looked this up as well, they're 4-5 in London so far in their franchise history.
Well, thank you, Shep. Yeah, I don't think that's a big indicator of anything. You know, that's like a wash, if you ask me. No.
No, I would agree.
Yeah, that's a wash. And thank you, Wayne. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, it's a wash. You got one team going out in London. You got another team going out in London. And it's what it is, right? Maybe it's different if you're coming from the West Coast versus the East. You have a much longer travel by about 5 hours. You tack on another 5 on top of that. It's not easy at all. 855-212-4CBS. Mike is here from Atlanta as well. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, I wanted to let you know that you were talking about football in Europe. Back in the 90s, they had NFL Europe, and Frankfurt Galaxy was the team. And I used to go out and watch them play when I could get away from duty. But, they've tried it, and it failed miserably.
Yeah, well, thank you, Mike. We talked about that. We didn't start getting into depth about the Frankfurt Galaxy. But last night we mentioned NFL Europe. We mentioned it tonight as well. And I think there's a massive difference at this stage of the world, at this stage of media, to try to go ahead and relaunch it. And what I think may only make sense as a relaunch is to take one of these spring leagues and send them to Europe as a test study. I don't see any viability in having or creating an NFL Europe division again and then like treating it like it's the World Series. Because I don't think anybody in Europe, in a grand scheme of things, I don't think they give a damn. I know they don't.
No, they don't. They didn't show up for half the games.
Well, yes, but it's a different world right now. If we have to fast forward what is almost 30 years, how people consume content is different. Being able to stream is different. Distribution outside of television is different. I remember watching NFL Europe games here stateside on Fox, and I couldn't imagine. And it's different. And thank you, Mike. It's different now. I can be anywhere in the world, and if I have an internet connection, I can watch whatever the hell I want wherever I am. There's no barrier to entry. I mean, think about how I think one of the big reasons that soccer has grown here in the United States of America is A, due to video games, and I think B, due to streaming rights, that you can stream Bundesliga or Champions League, or you can go down the list of leagues. You can just open up your phone, laptop, computer, your PlayStation, whatever, and boom, you're watching high-quality soccer from all over the world. When I was a kid, if I wanted to watch soccer, I had to watch it on Telemundo. And that's just on, channel 1 million in some grainy images, hoping that the picture just might work. It's a real different world when you could stream everything in the palm of your hand. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk more NFL schedule on the other side. If you have any thoughts on the NFL actually being viable in Europe, knock yourself out. Call us up, 855-212-4CBS. And then we will give you an update on this beatdown that the Denver Nuggets are giving to the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns, looks like their season is about to run out. Don't move. JR Sport Brief, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Your show is informative and thought-provoking, and I love that about it. I listen every chance I get, man. Keep it up. It's one of the best shows anywhere.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, season is over for Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. At the six-minute mark, when they were down by about 30 points, Kevin Durant took a seat. Devin Booker took his jersey out of his pants, untucked it, and had a seat as well. And right now, 5.5 minutes left, the Denver Nuggets lead the Phoenix Suns 114-90, and we are minutes away from Denver advancing to the Western Conference Finals. And so, unlike the MVP, Joel Embiid, and the 76ers, Jokic and the Nuggets, they do handle business here, avoiding a game seven, and the Nuggets are going to win this one out 4-2-2. Nikola Jokic, 30 points, 10 assists, 9 rebounds. Jamal Murray, questionable to even play due to sickness. Jamal Murray with 26 points. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope lighting it up with 21. Kevin Durant, 23. Booker going to end his night. 12 points, 4 of 13. From the field. We'll keep you updated on the game, especially as it goes final. We've also done a lot of talking tonight about the NFL schedule, Jacksonville Jaguars, and going over into London. At some point over the next maybe 2 to 3 seasons, they're going to have to vacate their home stadium in Jacksonville just for some renovations. And who knows, they may play a few more games in London. They may head out to Gainesville to pick up some games. We will see. If you're not aware, The NFL released its schedule Thursday night, and we got a couple of games that are already set up. The Chiefs, they're going to open up the season against the Lions. I guess the Lions' hot streak at the end of the year put them in an interesting spot to open a year against the Chiefs. The Chiefs and Eagles, we're going to get that Super Bowl rematch on November 20th, Monday Night Football. The Giants and the Cowboys go at it again to open up the season. That'll be Week 1, Sunday Night Football. Chiefs and the Raiders, we have them on Christmas. That game will be on Nickelodeon and CBS. And the New York Jets are going to be all over the damn place. The Jets have 6 nationally televised games, including on Black Friday. The Bills will take on the Jets on September 11th to open up their season. That'll be a Monday Night Football game. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers' first game as a New York Jet. The Chiefs take on the Jets. The Eagles host San Francisco on December 3rd. Hopefully, San Francisco has they don't have to use 6 quarterbacks to complete the game. And then we got a New Year's Eve matchup, the Chiefs hosting the Bengals. For Thanksgiving, we know the Lions and Cowboys are in action. So we'll have the Packers at the Lions. We'll have the Commanders at the Cowboys. And in the late night game, because remember, 2 games isn't enough for Thanksgiving, we now have 3, the Seahawks, they will host the San Francisco 49ers. And then for the young guys, we got Bryce Young, we got C.J. Stroud. They go at it in Week 8 when Carolina hosts Houston. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Chris is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Good night, JR. How you doing?
Very well, Chris. What's on your mind?
Oh, man, I'm loving the night. 76ers and the Boston Celtics. Can you tell me who's not loving this game, this matchup, the 7-game series?
Somebody who doesn't like basketball, I guess. I don't know.
Well, JR, if you don't like basketball, you got to love this game. Because I'm going to tell you, put all your money on Boston.
Okay. Yep.
Somebody will be crying at the end of the game.
Yeah, I'm going with Boston. I've said it a couple times in the show. Court advantage, I think they have a deeper roster. I think they have the most dynamic player in Tatum. And Joel Embiid is going to have to go out there and just drop, I don't know, 40-plus, I think, if they want to go out there and have the best shot of winning, Chris. So I agree with you, man.
I got a different reason why, though, JR.
Please.
The 76ers coach, when it comes to a 7-game series, forget about that one win he had in Boston, he can't do it.
Okay. No, we've talked about that earlier on in the show about Doc Rivers. His head is going to be on a stake if they don't walk away with this victory, Chris. I agree with you, and thank you for calling from Baltimore. Doc Rivers just, he can never catch a break. And so here's some information as it relates to Doc Rivers. This will be his 16th time coaching in a Game 7. Doc Rivers has lost 9 times in a Game 7, 4 more times than any other coach. We also know when it comes to Doc Rivers, and this is a different situation, he has a tendency to go out there and blow 3-1 series leads. He has done that 3 times, which also happens to be the most ever. Remember Clippers and Nuggets in the bubble? Clippers and Rockets and about 7 years ago when Chris Paul got hurt. And then people don't necessarily remember this, but remember when Doc Rivers coached the Magic, he did blow that lead as well against the Pistons. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Matt, he's calling from Jacksonville. Go ahead, Matt.
Good evening, buddy. How you doing?
Excellent.
Good. Just a quick question. You mentioned when you came on that you talked about how the Jaguar Stadium was a, I think, quote, rat's nest. Personally, I've been in it, and it's a comfortable stadium. You go in, you sit down, you see the game, you get your hot dog, you get your beer, Coke. And what I don't understand is why everybody expects the taxpayers to have to cover the bill, or at least half of it, to pay for it. To me, private business should be completely kept out of the sports industry. And it's not fair to hold the taxpayers hostage to keep the NFL here.
I can certainly understand the rationale there, but most of the times what the government and the teams will tell you is that the team being in the city also has a financial impact for everyone involved. So that is what will be sold to you, but I can't disagree with you, but there's certainly rationale behind that. I have also been in Jacksonville Stadium. I'm not calling it a rat's nest. I'm not calling it a dump because I read about it. It's because I've been there, and I've also been in many stadiums and arenas across the country. And my experience in Jacksonville is it's cookie cutter. It's old. It's concrete. It's falling apart. And there is a new need for an arena. And to you, I hope it doesn't have to come out of part of your pocket, Matt.
Yes, sir. But the one thing is we're not going to a recital. We're going to watch a football game, and that's all I'm getting at.
Well, I'm not expecting it to be a Roman Coliseum. I'm not expecting to walk on daisies. Look, it's a business, and one of the most attractive things for a business is you want people to come and enjoy where they're at, whether it's sight lines, amenities. It's not just you watching football. You want to have suites so people can come and enjoy the games and entertain people. You want to have wider concourses so people don't feel crowded. You want to have decent amenities and stands. And so it's not just, you know, let's 80, 60, 90,000 people file into a football game. You want those 90,000 people to feel comfortable enough where they come back and spend their money.
Tim, I would just compare it to the NFL experience being a college city. Like Gainesville, Florida State.
Yeah, well, it's not. The mechanism, there's different ways that each one makes money. And thank you, Matt, for calling from Jacksonville. You got to have a facility where people want to show up. That's it. And so the Jaguars, their joint is outdated. I can't tell you no different. Isaiah calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, what's up, man? You know, definitely I feel you on all these things about, you know, changing the stadium of location. Now, Europe, that's a stretch, man. I barely knew people who played in Canada, much less Europe. So, I mean, that's going to be a real big change. But real talk, I feel you on the NBA as well, man. Now, I disagree. I feel like the Warriors going to make it. I mean, the West Coast is on fire this year, but the Warriors, they the champs, bro. I mean, come on. This two games for Steph Curry and LeBron is really slow right now. I mean, I feel you. And, you know, I can't really say much else, though, but, hey, you know, shout out to you, man. I love what you're doing, man. I listen to you often.
Well, thank you, Isaiah. I appreciate you for calling from right here in Atlanta. Am I going to put it past the Golden State Warriors to bounce back? Hell no, not at all. I don't think them winning a championship has anything to do with anything taking place this year. I will say this. They have experience. They have championship experience. I don't know if that's something that you hang your hat on right now to go, oh, my God. They will be good. Jerry calling from Pittsburgh. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, I was going to mention to you about two teams flying over to London, and people were saying, you know, it might affect the game. Well, you know, I flew to London a couple times in my younger days. Now, if you look at the football players, if they fly commercial, that's rough on them. But if they fly like the NBA flies,
Jerry's on hold, and I'm sure he's still talking. Jerry, they don't fly commercial. I don't think, I don't know. I know you're calling from Pittsburgh. I don't think T.J. Watt would get on the flight and sit in seat, you know, 34F. I don't think that'd be the case.
Okay, because I don't know how the football teams would fly, but I know the NBA, they fly on them planes. They show them in there, them basketball players. It's like a hotel in there. So
yes, they fly very well, Jerry. I wouldn't be concerned there.
Okay, thank you very much. That's all I wanted to say.
No problem. Thank you, Jerry, for calling from Pittsburgh. Yeah, I don't think Aaron Donald is squeezing into coach. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, listen, man, love the show and really appreciate your candor, man. It's refreshing.
First time listening to your show, very much enjoy it.
I just wanted to say real fast, though, I just found you on the radio the other day, and you've been a godsend. You've got a long time listening for me. Feeling out.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, man, the Celtics, they stayed alive, forcing a Game 7 against Philadelphia on Sunday. The Phoenix Suns, they can't force a damn thing. The Phoenix Suns, their season is over. There will be no more Kevin Durant. There will be no more Devin Booker. There will be no Chris Paul. There will be no Ayton. The Denver Nuggets wipe the floor with Phoenix tonight. The final score, 125-100. Nikola Jokic coming through with another triple-double. What else is new? 32 points, 12 assists, 10 rebounds. This game was not competitive from the get-go. And by the way, Phoenix was at home, and they got destroyed. Jamal Murray, he was sick. They didn't even know if he was going to play tonight. He gave him 26. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope had an outburst for a game, 21 points. Michael Porter Jr. gave you 10. Gordon had 8. Bruce Brown, who dropped 25 the last game, tonight he had 13. They waxed them. And the Phoenix Suns ran out of gas, ran out of help. Durant, 23. Booker, only 12 points for Devin Booker. A campaign led the way for the Suns with 31 points. Season's over. Chris Paul didn't play tonight as well, missed 4 consecutive games here in the series outside of game 1 with that groin injury. DeAndre Ayton did not suit up tonight. He had a rib injury from the last game, so there was no Ayton. And in order for the Suns to win tonight, Durant and Booker would have had to drop like 50 points apiece. It did not happen. They are going into the offseason to think about their depth. Meanwhile, Jokic and the Nuggets, they move on. They're going to wait for the winner between the Golden State Warriors and the Los Angeles Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. And Jokic, Murray, they got busy in this game. I mean, Jokic was doing everything. He's out here throwing alley-oops to Aaron Gordon. I want you to take a listen to this slam in the third quarter.
Inbound goes to Nikola Jokic. Jokic on the elbow, back behind him over to Murray. Murray through the window to Jokic. Backdoor cut. Dunk. Two hands. Aaron Gordon.
Just run that pick and roll. You called it earlier. They don't have an answer for it.
27-point lead now for Denver.
Hey, Jamal Murray, the guy who was sick earlier today. I told you he got busy. Dropped 26 points, including 4 threes. This is one of his threes late in the third.
Up the right sideline comes Devin Booker. Has his pass deflected and he lost it. Loose ball Gordon. Outlet pass Brown. In the paint to Casey. Kick out three Murray. That's good! 96-68 Denver, and we are in the third quarter.
Yeah, and it was just a bloodbath. Nikola Jokic, take a listen to when he got his latest triple-double. This is all from the Nuggets radio network.
In the corner, Craig three. Missed it. Rebound tapped out and grabbed by Nikola Jokic. Triple-double for Nikola Jokic in the playoff game.
Another one.
He's got 30, 10, and 11.
Nikola Jokic killing it tonight. He sat down on the bench at one point. I said, give this man a cigar. Like somebody should go over there to Jokic and, you know, feed him some grapes, give him a cigar, give him a massage. Like, Jokic deserves it. So after the game on ESPN, he spoke to Jorge Sedano, and he talked about the game tonight, why they won, and he showed love to Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who I told you, tonight dropped 21.
Nikola, you guys dominated from the get-go. What was the mindset coming into this one?
Same that we like this cannot be a hostile environment for us. We know what to expect, so we had the same mindset that as we're playing at home. Just be aggressive, move them from the spots, make it rough, make them make tough shots, and I think we did it.
KCP has been such a big part of this team all season long. What does he bring to your squad?
No, he was a champion, so he's a champion, and he knows what to do to win the game. And he's really good on defensive end. He can make shots. He can talk in the hell. So he's a really good player for us.
He is. You don't expect him to go out there and drop 21 points, and that was certainly a bonus. He's been relatively quiet here scoring-wise throughout the postseason. And so the Denver Nuggets, now that they've dispatched the Phoenix Suns, they're going to have to wait on whoever wins this series between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Golden State Warriors. We know the Lakers lead 3-2. Game Friday will take place tomorrow. Golden State is going to be on the road Friday night, trying to get another victory to force a Game 7. And if we do have a Game 7, if Golden State wins tomorrow, that game is going to take place on Sunday. And so the Nuggets here are going to have quite a few days off. Jokic is going to have time to soak. He's going to have time to relax. A matter of fact, this is what Jokic had to say, how he's going to spend his days off.
Going to the Western Conference Finals for the first time since 2020. What are you going to do during this layoff as you await your opponent?
Probably watch my friend race horses in Italy, be around my family. Hopefully it's going to be a sunny so I can be outside the swimming pool. So relaxing.
A very simple man. Two-time NBA MVP, Nikola Jokic. He'll watch some basketball too, I assume. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back on the other side of the break, Monty Williams, recently eliminated head coach of the Suns. He is talking to the media. We'll hear from Monty Williams on the other side of the break, as well as someone who walked away with a W, Jamal Murray. I'm going to get to more of your calls here surrounding the NFL, the NBA, the schedule. We can talk about the Sixers. We can talk about the Celtics. We can get into the Nuggets. And we'll talk about the Phoenix Suns and their future as well. We got a lot more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's a busy night, folks. Don't move. Don't move a muscle. I'll be back in a second.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American made, Michigan made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
I'm JR of the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm also the host of the new podcast, Agents of Inclusion. We talk to a different Special Olympics athlete every week to learn how sports can bring us together.
We're bringing both the disability and non-disability community to one community. All one people, one family.
Took me a little while, but I decided to claim autism as my superpower. When you hear the word autism, don't let that hinder you from doing whatever it is that you want to do.
That's what Special Olympics tells you. You get involved in sport, but then you take it from the playing field out into real life.
Family means to me community, acceptance, love, embracing a person just as they are. That's what Special Olympics did for me.
It's all about family. Subscribe to Agents of Inclusion on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention, sports fans. Your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity, longevity, and you need to know you're gonna get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they will walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BETUS. Join now. Mention BETUS 2022, and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Head to BETUS.com and join today. That's BETUS, where the game begins.